Problems. My name is Josh Nickel, and this here is Jane Oderman over here. And we're here to talk to you about the Mandela Effect.
The Mandela Effect. That was a really interesting intro to the...
What's...
To Pop Culture Problems.
No, it's Poop Culture Problems.
No, it's pop culture.
It's always
problems.
Been poop culture. No, it's, I think you're misremembering things.
Pop culture.
Listen, Jane, it's not. I mean,
hey, my name is John.
As the show's co-creator, Josh Nickel, I know.
Josh Nikolai,
or Josh Nickel.
Josh Nickel. Okay.
Yeah, it's just Nickel.
Like I've been pronouncing your name wrong all these years.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about the Mandela Effect, and in short. It's to basically say that everything you know is wrong. Wrong is right, up is down. It's just, it's like the old Weird Al song. He had a song like that where he talked about, I think he, something up and down is right is wrong. Anyway.
No, but the Mandela Effect is, it's like the collective misremembering of like serious, like pop culture, not serious, but like significant pop culture moments or like historical moments that like we could swear happened another way, but like they actually didn't happen that way, but we remember them happening that way. And it's named after Nelson Mandela because there's a lot of people who think that Nelson Mandela died in prison. And that's, and like while he was in South Africa fighting against apartheid. And like people believe that he died in prison, but he actually just died a couple years ago and he was free when he died.
In short, you could also call this the you suck syndrome. Because you're going to just hate yourself after listening to this episode. We're going to blow your mind with so many random facts that you're going to be like, no, that's not right.
And no, I remember it this way.
You remember it that way? Yes. And so we're sorry in advance. We don't want you to stop listening to Poop Culture Problems because we think we've got a good show here. We started out, or I started out with doing the da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, which is a very symbolic song. Everybody always thinks of Tom Cruise. What? Tom Cruise.
Risky Business.
Risky Business.
Yeah.
Sliding across the floor.
What was he wearing?
Dun,
sunglasses and a white button-up shirt. Nice dress shirt.
Yeah.
That's like the, that is like the Halloween costume. If you dress up as Risky Business Tom Cruise.
Yep.
What was he wearing in the scene?
Pink striped shirt and no sunglasses.
No sunglasses.
Mind blow.
We just lost all of our listeners.
Yeah, just all of them are, all of them had to open a new tab. And if their computers can't support that, if they don't got enough RAM, they stop listening to us. But that's just one of many of the things we're going to kind of blow your mind.
And the really interesting thing about this theory is that there are a lot of people that use the Mandela Effect as like evidence that we are living in a computer simulation.
Ooh.
So like it's like when these things happen, it's like an update or a patch to the Matrix and like something gets overwritten. And yet we're living in this computer simulation and our minds tell us, no, I remember it differently than that.
Well, and this is going to be a weird random example. I'm going to kind of wrap around a couple different ideas here. But, you know, sometimes I think people will take a series like that to say, oh, I think we live in the Matrix. When I was growing up, I thought I was in the Truman Show. I thought I was Truman and that the world around me was just this big TV show. I thought that could be plausible. And that is also an example of me of something that I remembered, but I actually don't remember, which is totally separate than the Mandela Effect, because I recall seeing a trailer to the Truman Show, and there was a scene where he was in an airplane, and there were the townspeople, or construction crew or something there, shaking the airplane to make it seem like it was moving, and scrolling by sky and clouds and stuff, and that never was in the movie. I cannot find it in a deleted scene. I can't find the old trailer. It was just a little bit too soon for the internet to have everything on board.
Uh-huh.
And I can't prove that. But also, there's a lot of people that don't remember that at all. And so I'm just alone trying to prove I got a hole in one. I saw Bigfoot. I'm trying to prove this thing that never actually happened. And
wow. Okay. Keep going back to the fact that you don't believe I got a hole in one. That's fine. Yeah.
With the Mandela Effect, this is like a critical mass of people saying, if you got 1,000 people in the room, 998 of them would be like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, this is... Oh, yeah, like the Risky Business one, to me, like, I hadn't even thought of that, but then during show prep, which we don't do a lot of, we actually stumbled across that one, and it was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
I mean, that it is kind of mind-blowing, because that is a... that is one that like has like permeated the culture to such a degree that like when you think Risky Business, you think of sunglasses and a white button-up shirt sliding across with like socks on the on their feet.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's been in other movies.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And they make fun of
and
it.
It's never in the it's not in the actual film that is based off of.
I in the prep. Just looking at some random examples for this, there was a couple of them that you're just like, oh, did you know this? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I knew that. Which is true. There's a couple of those. But there's a few things that I actually had to look up video evidence to prove that I felt so wholeheartedly that I believed in a certain way. We looked up Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
And
you were like, he says it at the end when he's on the phone with her. Absolutely, he says it.
I give myself a little credit because at the end he says, well, Clarice,
yeah.
Which, well, W-E-L-L-H-E-L-L-O, it's got three letters the same, it has the same word. So I'm just going to say I misheard it.
But that is another one that
I tried to look it up.
Has been parodied much.
Hello, Clarice.
That's not what he says.
What does Darth Vader say to Luke?
He does not say, Luke, I am your father.
And that... For me, being a person who has not seen that movie, I can only go off of the memory of the collective.
Josh, and like this is a sidebar to this one, but you and I have got to sit down. We've got to watch those, and we got to do a show on the Star Wars.
We would do a live stream of us watching.
I think people would love that. I think people would love it. We'll 6 hours. A 6 hour live stream of Josh's mind being blown.
We're not going to do all of them?
Oh, we'll do the original trilogy, and then we can do like a prequel trilogy live stream, and then when episode 9 comes out, we'll do the sequel trilogy.
And just us commenting, because do the stream.
It'll be like Mystery Science Theater.
Do the trademarking and copyrights, we will not be able to show or have any audio playing from it, so it'll literally just be a play-by-play of us watching the movie.
That'd be great, yeah.
That is an interesting idea.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, let's stop this episode and just try that. Anyway, so we got more of these examples. Are there any Mandela effect examples that just rocked your
world? Probably my favorite one, because I actually, this is the one that probably, well, outside of the Risky Business one, because I think that one is one that has so permeated the culture. I've probably seen Risky Business once in my life, so it's neither here nor there, but there's one that I've known about for a couple years that I swear to God, it's true. And there was that Shaq genie movie back in the 90s called Kazam, I think it was called. And I could have sworn, I remember at the same time, Sinbad having a genie movie. And I've done a little bit of research on the Mandela effect, and there are people that like on the internet that like vehemently believe that like they remember having a Sinbad genie movie poster on their bedroom wall growing up, and no such movie ever existed. And you know, the thing is Sinbad, when he was like at the height of his popularity back in like the mid 90s, that's a movie you could totally have seen Sinbad making.
Oh, absolutely.
And Sinbad is another element. I remember Sinbad having died, but he's still alive and kicking.
I do not remember that.
Maybe his career just died after that genie movie bombed at the box office to the point where Hollywood erased all memory and recollection of it.
You know, John, I'm struggling with this episode because I'm seeing things that I can't readily research. Like, so I'm reading this thing about Mandela Effect, and it says that they never say, and we are the champions. Like, we are the champions of the world.
Of the world! Yeah.
They said that they never said of the world.
Yeah.
But I'm looking up all these lyric sites, and all the lyric sites are saying of the world.
But apparently that never happened. Like, these lyric sites are wrong.
I can't... But how are... usually the lyric sites are looking at, they're taking like almost like a transcript of the song itself. So how can that mean? Because we are the champions of the world.
It's of the world. Yeah, I mean, like,
and I can hear it. I've heard it. Yes. I remember but going I the think, Mighty Ducks movie.
But I think it's that is like, once again, it's like the risky business thing where like they, like it kind of took on a life of its own.
I've heard it, John.
But have you heard? But have you heard Queen sing it though, or have you heard? Was it somebody else that sang it?
I'm looking up afterwards.
Here's another one that like I had never thought of because I didn't really read the books when I was growing up as a kid. But there are two specific kids' book ones, and Curious George, what's he missing?
Curious George.
Yeah, he's a monkey, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a freaking tail. Curious George does not have a tail.
That's wrong.
And like, nobody would have ever thought that. Like, I thought Curious George had a tail. And then the Berenstain Bears or the Berenstein Bears?
Well, I didn't really read those as a kid, but I thought it was Stein. But it's Stain.
Yeah, it's Stain. It's Baron and then Stain.
Berenstain. Yeah, it's
a Berenstain.
Hey, at least it's not bear stain.
Yeah, true.
Because that would be like those commercials with the toilet papers and the bears.
Yeah. Fruit Loops is another one. Like, you ask people how to spell Fruit Loops. And
double O's.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's double O's instead
I'm better with food and cartoons. Like,
although I did ask you this one and you were like, no, that's not true. Jiffy peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Jiffy. But see, I don't like peanut butter. So
either do I.
That might be the reason. But like you also asked about Looney Tunes.
Peanut butter is what the devil brushes his teeth with.
What? I don't know if this episode will air before or after the episode about voiceovers. But we're just going to go ahead and throw in that John Oderman brushes his teeth with peanut butter. Just like the devil. Like, and that's going to be your campaign, anti Oderman campaign commercial. John brushes his teeth with peanut butter. You were a ridiculous man. The Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Yes. I recall that being T-U-N-E-S, but I also remember eating Fruit Loops
in the
morning.
Yeah.
And eating them watching Looney Tunes on Saturday. So maybe I was just in the moment there. And I'm thinking, like, some of this Mandela effect, is it because you haven't seen something enough? Did you see it just enough to get it wrong and to mess it up? And then it's...
Well, and that's the thing, too, is I think that they've become, like, the misnomers or the misrepresentations, I think, have become so common that... like they've become like the accepted version, like Looney Tunes. It was originally Looney and then T-U-N-E-S. And now I would say that the vast majority of people call those characters the Looney Tunes characters, T-O-O-N-S, because it's a cartoon.
Yeah,
and that was one that I hadn't stumbled across before that I thought was pretty amazing and phenomenal. But
it's almost like the... I consider it almost a little bit like misheard lyrics. You know, like CCR and there's a
bathroom on the right.
Moon horizon, there's a bathroom on the right. No. But if you've only heard that song a couple times.
What is the name of the song? Yeah.
Yeah, and you've heard it a couple times, you're thinking, okay, there's a bathroom on the right. And you just kind of accept that, and it becomes a grain. So I'm wondering if this is a quantity thing. I watched Looney Tunes every Saturday. I ate Fruit Loops every Saturday. I kind of knew more about it. I've never seen Risky Business, but I've probably seen more parodies of people messing it up than I have the actual movie. And so I get those wrong. So I'm wondering if it's a quantity thing. I also wonder if it's not just a fitting end thing. If you and I are having a conversation and you're like, oh, Nelson Mandela is a great man, did a lot of great things, and, you know, too bad he died in prison. I'm like, yeah, died in prison, too bad. Uh-huh. You know, and I wonder because I'm unaware, if I don't just kind of agree and go with the flow and then use that information later, like, oh, yeah, Nelson Mandela is pretty bad, died. And people are like, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? But I take that information trying to be part of the culture and fit in.
Yeah.
Might be able to
maybe, yeah. Well, and
you just think we're in the Matrix.
Well, but I think the historical ones are really interesting to me, because I think that kind of touches on what you're talking about. People are so invested in not in trying to not sound stupid that like they'll just like agree to something. And the one that I thought was really interesting was there was this man and wife that were discussing history, and the wife actually remembered the tank in Tiananmen Square running the guy over. And in Tiananmen Square, the history is that the tank actually went around the guy, like the protester that stood in the middle of the street. But there are people out there that remember it like, hey, the tank ran the guy down.
Yeah.
And like, had the tank ran the guy down, it may not have been as historical of a moment had it not, like, instead drove around him. And that's why it was such a historical moment. But, like, you think about that, and in an attempt to not, like, sound stupid, you might just agree, oh, yeah, that was like, really harrowing when, like, they ran that guy over with the tank. They ran him down. You know, like, because you don't want to sound stupid.
Yeah.
You don't want
to... Yeah, people just go with the flow, and they try to...
Yeah.
They try to sound...
This was one, though, that, like, I'm just cycling through this, blew my mind. Chartreuse.
I
know you're not, like...
I never even heard that word.
I know you're not, like, a fashion guy. But, like, chartreuse, the color. Listeners out there, what color do you think chartreuse is? I thought it was, like a reddish, purplish, pinkish color. Nope. Yellowish green.
I thought it was a Shakespearean character.
Chartreuse.
How about the chartreuse? Like, it sounds very...
It's probably a word that he...
Chartreuse, come hither. Like, it has a very... I did not know that was a color. I had no idea. So I can't comment on that. The ones that get me are the spelling ones. So I'm surprised Looney Tunes and stuff. But, like, Febreze is... Febreze is not, and it's got one E. Double stuff Oreos, STD.
Yeah, it's not stuffed. It's not stuffed.
With two Fs, not stuffed with FT, not stuffed past tense double FED, STUF. Funyuns. I knew how they were spelled. No, don't know how they're spelled. It's a O and S and not U and S. Yeah. Yeah. Funyuns is O and fun. Funyuns. Or no, it's F U, it's Funyuns with a U, not an O.
That blows my mind.
I know, and it's the spelling ones that just perplex me, because I thought I would knew. What about Mike and Ike's?
It's Mike and Ike.
Yeah.
Apparently it always has been.
And maybe you add the apostrophe S to try to be more grammatically correct. In the, because it is their candy, so it is Mike and Ike's apostrophe S ownership candy. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world was actually I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. And see, those things are like so insignificant to me, but then so important because I remember them. And that's the thing about this Mandela effect is because people are so fervent in their belief. It just shows how valuable our memories are.
True.
And if you're looking, I always think about the people who are eyewitnesses to crimes and what blanks that they actually fill in, because their minds fill in the blanks trying to make things work, and they fill in their understanding a certain way. And so it's not necessarily on purpose. It's just that's how the brain works. But how unreliable is it?
Here's one that like I think you would really like.
Tell me more.
Wizard of Oz, Scarecrow and a Gun.
Oh, yeah. I do know that. That was in the Haunted Forest. See, the Scarecrow had the gun, and then there was also witch spray and like a bug spray container. You can't stump me on the Wizard of Oz. You can't stump me on that one, really. He did have the gun. They had the gun and the spray and also a net. I think it was the Ted Man had the net. And there was a scene that... called the jitterbug scene, where it was a dance number. It's one of the only surviving footages of deleted scenes. And they were going to be protecting themselves from this bug. And that's why they had all these weapons and such as they went into the forest. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, that's a really good one.
I taught a class on The Wizard of Oz, and when I showed the gun, nobody had any idea. That was like brand new information to them.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it's one of those that's just not known.
Here's another one that I think is fairly prevalent in pop culture. Captain Kirk. What was one of his like catchphrases?
I don't know what the catchphrase was.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Oh yeah, that's
never said it.
Never said that.
Never
it
said
was,
it.
It was like, wasn't it like Scotty beam? You know, I need beaming or something. it was just like it was not close.
Probably either. Like beam us up or something like that. Or, yeah, or transport or something.
But people fill in the blanks, and sometimes the catchphrase is like, maybe John, this is what it is. Is it the T-shirt companies that are making us misremember?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because here's the thing. They might spell Fruit Loops differently so they can avoid copyright infringement. They might say, beat me up, Scotty, because copyright trademark infringement. But also, it sounds better on a T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it's Big T-shirt that is causing this Mandela effect. Not that there would be a lot of Mandela died in jail shirts. I don't know that that would be a big seller, but all the other stuff, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Okay. The Village People.
Oh, boy.
How many Village People were there?
I'm going to say, hold on, hear me out. I'm going to say 5.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure the answer is 6 because I'm thinking 5.
That's correct.
Okay, see, I knew it. I thought it was 5.
Yeah. What were the costumes?
Yeah, okay. You had the cop.
Okay.
Navy.
Yeah.
Indian.
Yeah.
Cop, Navy, Indian. Construction worker.
Yeah.
The cop, Navy, Indian, construction worker. Was there a firefighter?
No, there was a biker.
A biker. Yeah, I remember the biker.
And then
leather.
The last one is there was a cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say shimp. I don't know. Like the seventh.
But I mean,
but
you think
five
about it.
Sounds
yeah,
like a better number.
Yeah, and like I'm gonna have to rewatch Wayne's World 2. They may have just only had 5 on Wayne's World 2.
Yeah, maybe,
and that might be why we're.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't remember. See, 5 is a better number. Odd is always better for something like that because you usually have the lead with the two backups, or you know that kind of feel that. Yeah. See, and here's the thing: this is like a multiple choice test. Kids become really good at taking tests. So, like, because I thought it was 5, I knew that it wasn't. I knew immediately that I was an idiot. Smokey Bear? It's not Smokey
it's
the
not,
Bear.
Yeah, it's Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear. Yeah, I mean, there are so many here that are pretty incredible. Like, you just, and you can't help but think that, you know, maybe we are living in a simulation.
Yeah, maybe.
And a lot of people like relate this to like deja vu, where you'll be like walking through your daily life and be like, "Oh, you know what? I've been here before." And like that's just like that's another glitch. I don't know. What do you think of that?
See, this comes down to the deeper philosophical type of thing in life. Like, where do we all come from? What's it all for? When you look at, is there a higher power, a higher being? Is there creationism, evolution, things like that? If we are in a simulation, why? to what end?
Yeah.
Like, who is developing this terribly monotonous and boring computer game? It just seems
who
like a
came
lot
up
of ways.
With this? Yeah.
There's a lot of terabytes and teraflops and gigawhoops and all sorts of stuff being wasted on you and I talking about whether or not we're in it. Like, it just seems like it doesn't seem right. And then if that's the case, who created it? And then who created them? And it gets into this thing. It adds one more layer of complexity to an already complex meaning of life question. So I can't put my brain there.
Okay, I've got two more Wizard of Oz ones for you.
Oh!
Fly my pretties, fly. Does she say that?
Fly my pretties, fly.
Fly my pretties.
No.
Fly. She does not.
No, she says, Emerald City, I think she just says fly. Fly. I don't think she says my pretties. I think she just says fly.
My pretties is not part of the. That's what she calls Dorothy, but she doesn't actually say it in that order.
She's just like fly. In that scene, coincidentally, she says fly, and she tells her head monkey Nico. She says to him, "I've sent a little bug ahead," which is referring to the jitterbug. So they didn't actually remove that from the movie. She says, I've sent a little bug ahead to give them trouble or put them to sleep. I can't remember the exact phrasage. But she says she sent a little bug ahead. So that refers to the jitterbug, which is why he had a gun.
Now, there is another one here, but it's not really like a Mandela effect. It's just like an urban legend about a munchkin actually hanging in the background of one of the scenes because he hung himself or something like that.
That is a bird. they got from a zoo a lot of birds to roam around the scene in order to make it more wildlife-y and make it look more outdoors. And it is the neck of a bird. But coincidentally, someone edited the video to make it look like a munchkin swinging and hanging.
Really?
And at the time, yeah. So you can find edited versions on YouTube that really look like someone's hanging from a rope. But it was heavily edited. And there was actually some trouble. They usually had to have Ray Bolger, who was a scarecrow, offset at certain times because the birds would pick at his straw. And so they had to keep him out of the way.
Here's another Silence of the Lambs one.
Ooh.
What does he say when he puts the bucket down the hole?
Well, the phrase that I thought he said was, "It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again."
It rubs the lotion on its skin.
Okay.
It puts the lotion on its skin is way better, though, I think. So yeah. I like the misremembered Mandela version of that movie better.
Have you seen
that? Because the Mandela version has "Hello, Clarice," and it puts the lotion on its skin.
Yeah. Have you seen the new Jurassic World, Jurassic World 2?
I have not yet, no.
Have you seen the TV show Monk?
Yeah, love it.
So I haven't seen a lot of Monk, but Monk, they had Tony Shalhoub, who is Monk,
mm-hmm.
and then he worked with a girl, and then there was also an older guy who was like a detective or something. Are you familiar with these characters?
Yeah, yeah.
So the older guy with a mustache, that's Buffalo Bill.
It is.
And he's also in the new Jurassic World, and I'm watching it, and I'm
awesome.
Like, that's Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill.
I kind of feel like he got away in Silence of the Lambs, and he's been genetically engineering dinosaurs. He's been working as a detective. Like, he's just been in all these careers since he's been a serial killer.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of a creepy thing. I think that's something that's kind of fun with movies and TV is how somebody can just become a single character. I really struggle seeing Jim and Pam. Jim Halpert.
Yeah.
I struggle seeing him in anything but himself. But he's doing a good job recently with more serious movies.
Lord of the Rings. Are you a fan?
I'm a fan.
When Gandalf is clinging to the cliff, what does he say to him?
"Run, you fools."
"Fly, you fools."
Yes, because there's a conspiracy theory that he was actually referring to the eagles in the Hobbit movie or something like that.
Okay.
Or aren't they rescued by eagles
at the end of the movie? Yeah, at the Return of the King. Yeah,
they're saying that that was a premonition. If he was saying "fly, you fools," because they needed to use the eagles to fly.
Oh,
and so he was saying that.
Oh,
he's
just telling them, "Hey, get the eagles."
Yeah,
so he was trying to give him a shortcut.
Yeah, so he wasn't saying "run" or "get away now."
Yeah,
he was talking about what was going to happen later. And they didn't interpret it because he's wiser than all. That's the only reason I remember that is because of that.
That is a really interesting theory. Like, hey, I'm going down here. The only way we're going to make it is if we fly.
Yeah.
Fly. Get the eagles.
And then they kept walking on foot. Because
you think about it, like, there's a great, like, I think it was Mad TV did a great skit, or it was SNL, where, like, at the end of the movies, they're like, they get dropped off by eagles. They're like, hey. We had giant eagles all the time, and we had to fly to this mountain. Why didn't we just do that in the first place?
I couldn't remember. I confuse Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, because I only saw The Hobbit series once, and Lord of the Rings has been a long time, so I didn't remember. But yeah, it was kind of an interesting thing. But I would have said, "Run, you fools," if I had not, I did say Run You Fools. Even knowing the theory, I went right back to Mandela Effect. My question, John, here's the final word here. Is the Mandela Effect going to be a Mandela Effect? Like, are people going to misremember? Is like, it going to be, did the Mandela Effect actually exist?
Yeah, that's it. Like, yeah, in 50 years, are we going to think back and, like, are we going to be talking about some, like, the Nichols effect?
Yeah, the Nichols effect.
The PCP effect.
Yeah, the PCP effect. I mean, it was a whole big thing. And, I mean, the show in the 2000s-ish, 2010s, and it was just like, be like, no, it has nothing to do with that.
All traces of that have been erased by the government.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you enjoy listening to Pop Culture Problems. But if you'd like to listen to the future, tune into Poop Culture Problems, because that's the true name of our show.
That's been the name all along.
I'm Josh Nickel. This is Jane Olderman. We'll see you next time on Poop Culture Problems.